that you need Parsha to drag it because you can't pick it up. So in such a case, there the derech is to drag the sack of money outside the house and not to pick it up. So their taka would be come lay with the rabbi. Therefore, there's no kasha when we said that in the derech of Hagabur, there's no kinyan mashiach. Toshma, I'm going to bring another proof. It says, Brishus Meicher Lekono Achiyak Bienu. If something is Brishus Meicher, you're not kerner in the store itself. You can't be kerner something until you pick it up. Or you carry it outside, which Pasha means you make a Mashiach. So now, if you go into a store to buy something, there are two ways you could buy this object. Either by picking it up, or else by dragging it outside. Almost, what do we see? Midi debar hagbo, even though it's something that here it says if you pick it up, you'd be kind of picking it up, but still, iboy bi hagbo konilo, vi iboy bi mashika konilo. If you want to, you have your choice. If you want, you could still drag it outside and make the kinyan with mashika. Here it's a kasha. Here you see something that could be done both ways. You could pick it up and you could schlep it, and still it says that it's a kinyan even schlepping, even with mashika. So it's not like you that just said that for Mokon the Derech is a Mashiach, there's no Kinyan Hagbor. Skmarin says, Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, no, Litzdodin Ketoni. The Mishnah means Litzdodin. That means, Midi Debar Hagbor, Bi Hagbor. If it's something that's light, not so heavy, that's a normal thing to pick it up, then you know what the Kinyan is? Hagbor, that's the Kinyan. But Midi Debar Mashiach, something that Derech is a Mashiach, to drag it, and Echnami, then the Kinyan is a Mashiach. So great, there's no steer on this side. It could be something that's a derech to pick it up. There's no kinyan mashicha. Then the ikka kinyan is, there's no kinyan mashicha, right? The ikka kinyan is hagbor. Toshima, come in here. Now Mishnah. Ha-moicha peris lechaveroi. If I'm selling you fruit, so moshach, if you make a mashicha on them, for loy modad, we do not measure how much you're schlepping. You're just schlepping. Koni, still it says you kona. So what's the kinyan here with Mashiach? He's schlepping out this stack of apples outside the store, even though we don't know how many apples are inside, but we do know the price of the apples. So he says, since you know the price, you're saying that later on we'll count how many apples I took, and I know how much I owe you, and I have a kinyan right now. So the question is, why? I perish is something you could pick up. It's a b'nei hagbon ninu. Uktoni, the koni the Mashiach. And still it says here that when you schlep it outside the house, you have a kinyan mashicha. So here you see, you could be kind of something with mashicha, even though it's possible to pick it up. So Marian says, no. Hoka b'mayaskinon, b'shalifi ravervi. I'll tell you, we're talking about here now again a big sack. We're talking about a 50 pounder of potatoes. So when you want to buy 50 pounds of potatoes, it's not normally to pick it up. Usually you schlep it. So therefore, that's what we're talking about. The guy is buying peris here, so peris, thick peris, large amount of peris, it's not a derech to pick it up, rather the derech is to be moshech, is schlepping it, therefore in such a case, the kinyan is mashicha. Penachtam, if you're only buying one or two apples, then your kinyan would not be mashicha, then the kinyan would be hagbor. So the Mori Hochi is so, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? If you go to buy flax from your friend, it says, when you buy flax from your friend, you're on the kind when you make a mashicha. You have to move it from one place to another place. So the question is, auto pishton pishlifa rabavi to miloy avdi? No, seriously, but I think that means hagbor. Now we said before that means hagbor. You have to make a kinyan hagbor, it means. Rashbam, yeah. Yeah. Mokamaka means Mashiach is no good, but you have to pick it up. So the question is, why do you have to pick it up, mashma? Because it's small. That's the most question. Is this true? Does every time you sell flax, does it have to be a small amount? Can't it also be a large amount? Like auto frat gemara, auto pishton, beshlifi ravervi milayavdi? Doesn't it happen sometimes you could sell flax in a big bundles also? So why does it have to say the kinyan is dafka hagbor? If you're talking about now big bundles of Teiris, so in the Sefer talk about the same thing about flax also. Talk about a big bundle of flax. And a big bundle of flax is too heavy to pick up. It'll also be the kinyan of Mashiach. So what are you telling me so clearly? The kinyan is Hagbor. So Moran says yes. So Moran says, Shani, Pishtin, de Mishtamit. Pishtin like falls out. Rashi says, Shemachalik, it's like slippery. You can't make big piles of flax. Therefore, flax, the normal thing is to make small bundles of flax. So therefore, the kinyan of flax is hagbor, picking it up, and not a kinyan mashicha. So nechtani, everything comes out very good. Something that's small, the derech is to make it the hagbor. But something that's heavy, then the derech is to make it with mashicha, not with hagbor. Yeah. Right, huh? Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina says Ravashi, Toshima come in here, it says Aloko, the Hemagasa, Nicknis Bimasiro, if you want to buy a big animal, a Hemagasa, a cow or an ox, the Kenya Masira, I hand over the rein, you hand it over one to another, says the Kenya Masira. That's the Kenya by the Hemagasa. Vihadaka, what about if I sell you a small animal, a sheep, a lamb? Vihagbo, the Kenya is Bagbo, you have to pick it up. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So far, it's very good. I mean, a daka is something that's there to pick it up, so the kinyan is picking it up. It's very good. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'chamayimrim, daka b'meshicha, they say no. They say, v'heim a daka, a small sheep, a small lamb, the kinyan is meshicha. Draw it towards yourself. This is the question. The question now, for behema dako to bar hagabohi. A small animal like a small sheep, it's normal to pick it up. And that's what Ramea says, you have to pick it up. So how come Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Chum both say you can make a kinyan mashicha? Uketoni, and it says here, the Chum say, Uketoni, dekoni the mashicha. And it says there clearly, according to Chachamim, according to Lachas, like the Chachamim, that you can make the kinyan with mashicha. So the kash on your side. Here you see even something small that has a derech to pick it up. You can pick up these small animals. Still we say, what's the kinyan? The kinyan is b'meshicha and doesn't say hagbor. So Marin says, no, I'll tell you, shani behema. A behema could be different. The sarcha, it like pushes itself down. Like when you go to pick up a small, even though it's a small animal, it has resistance, like it resists against you. It's like pulling away from you. Therefore it's not so easy to pick it up. Even a small lamb, it's not so easy to pick it up. It like resists, it's like sircha, it pushes itself down. So therefore, it's not the biggest derech to pick it up. Therefore, it's also a derech to schlep it. So therefore, by behema daka, the kinyan is with meshicha. Tainachnami, something dead weight, that's very light, and then the derech would be to pick it up, so there the kinyan would only be hagbor, and not with meshicha. Ravu Shmuel Yamar Tevayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both say that Kur Bish, if somebody says like this, Kur Bishloishim Ani Mechlecho, I want to sell you right now a Kur for $30. Kur Bishloishim Ani Mechlecho, I have a Kur that's the measurement, let's say, of apples, whatever it is, and I want to sell it to you for $30. The Loch is, Yocholach the boy, you could retract, Afilu Bisloach Reina. Even on the last saw, like a kur is 15 saw, so like I'm selling you these 15 saw for $30. So Kozman, I didn't give you the 15 saws yet, I could retract, the mechir is not chal. Because I said clearly, kur pishleishim. In other words, I'm setting a price for the kur, the whole thing. So when I give you the whole kur, then it's chal the kinyan, then you have to pay me back the $30. What about if I say, Kur bishleishim so b'sel ani mechlecho. I'll sell you a kur that bishleishim so b'sel. No, that each so is worth a seller. That's what I'm selling you. He's speaking out clearly how much each so is worth. That each so is worth a seller. Then rishin kona. Every so that I measure out and give to you, the kinyan takes place. Because since I broke it down and said clearly what I'm selling you for each saw, so therefore the kinyan is on each saw separately. So when I give you one saw, you have the kinyan, you kona. Kunan. Toshima, come and bring your proof of this. It says, Imhoiso Mido. Imhoiso Mido Shalechad Mehem Rishon Rishon Kona. Fiyafagav Veloi Nismala Hamido. Even though they didn't finish up the Mido, accounting it. So here's what the Rai again, it says, Wa Toshima, Imhoiso Mido Shalechad, if I'm selling things to you, and we're measuring it off, like you want to buy a saw, you want to buy 10 saw. And we have a measuring cup now, and I'm pouring my wine into your measuring cup. So rishon rishon kona, whatever goes into the measuring cup, you kona. Even though it did not fill up completely. So you lechura why kugoin tiyomalei hin b'shnei moses loyim lug v'sel ani moich lecho. Lechura, you see clearly that since you said for each lug I'm selling you this much money. So even before I filled up the whole measuring cup, as much as goes in, you're kona right away. So you have a proof that if I say, I'm selling you taka 30 saw, but every saw is for a dollar, so that every single saw I put in here, even before I finish to the 30, you have a kinyan right away. So there's a raya that when you mention the price separately, then every piece by itself is kona to you. And Mar says, Ukriyama Rakana, Rakana says, that shenosos means there were marks there on the measuring cup to know exactly how many hins are there. That there were measuring marks on the measuring cups. So for a moment to say here there's no real proof, because here it's much better. Here this measuring cup, the daska have like marks, so you knew exactly when one saw comes in, when two saw comes in. Here it's more like I'm selling you each saw separately. Therefore, here, Taka, each saw that goes in, the sale took place. There could be there's no proof to our case here. Maybe it'll be our case, it's one big sale, you mean everything or nothing. So, Toshima, come on, be another proof. It says, you hired a worker to work for you today in the garden, in the fields. The dinar. He said, I'll pay you a dinar. So, last email, the garden, hayoin, the dinar. Ulagurin yofa seller. And the whole gurin is worth a seller. Spam says, Ulagurin yofa means chore seller. Bechol yoin, shebeseller ho yofa lahaskir atzmoi. Abo bishvil hagadomas hamoyis oizel gabe. There is, really, I could have got work for a seller. And I'm going to pay you now a dinner. That he paid him right now, early. So since he gave him the money right now, he paid him less. Like if you would have waited for the money, you're going to work, I'm hiring you now to work for me later on. So if you wait for later, I'll give you double the amount. If you want to take the money now, I'm giving it to you cheaper right now. I'll give you cheaper, but you could hold on to the money. So that's also. Also lahanas himenu. Because that's like an issa of ribbit. Rashbam says, the merse kiyoy genotale. It looks like ribbit. You know why later you're doing this work? I give you $1 now. And later you're doing $2 work for me. Why? Because since I gave you $1 before, it's like you paid me back ribbit. So that's also to do. Avulim schorim mehayoyim bedinner liyoyim. If I hire you today for a dinner liyoyim. Ulugurin yofa betela muta. Now these psychodites of kurbish tloshim. So the seller ni merklecho rishon rishon kana. If you say when I say this loshin of kur b'shloshim, you mean to say each one separately? Hochinam hiros. You want to tell me kama kama misak posik? Each one is a psak by itself, and then the yosl hennesim menu midin liyom legerin yosl seller mutter. Am I v'oga notelei? The kur will also look like ribbis. Samarin says omarav v'tizbrua. So Zule Bethiras Miyasir, is it also like the Mizalzl and Thiras? Maishna Resha Maishna Seifa. Reshid Loi Kovid Behedya Mehashto Mersek Yoganotar. The Reshi didn't speak out clearly, looks like ribbis. Seifa the Kovid Behadei, since if you're working with him, it doesn't look like ribbis. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over this tomorrow again. Tomorrow we'll do this one. I'm not clear.
Yeah, holding up Pezayin Amar Aleph. Again, just list Gemara just was, it said again on Pevov and Vezvo, that Toshima, If you hire a worker and you hire him right now, Nissan time, and you tell him, listen, I'll pay you a dinner for a day,